everyone. Can you hear me okay? Sweet. So I'm going to start today by asking you guys to do me a small favor. I would love it if you could raise your hand if you have allergies. Okay, I can relate. I have a tiny nose, so I'm always congested. Okay, thank you. Second question, I would love it if you could raise your hand if you have herpes. I see no hands and a lot more confused faces, and that's what I was expecting. In the time that I have with you guys today, I want to talk about why it is that it is so socially unacceptable to talk about herpes, despite the fact that almost everyone in this room either already has herpes or will encounter it at some point in the next few years.
Officials are taking steps to make people feel more comfortable when they walk in for testing.
Now, according to a national study, Dallas County had the highest percentage increase of both chlamydia and gonorrhea cases between 2016 and 2017. People between 15 and 34 years old are among the most affected, including African Americans and Latinos. So, in an effort to get more people treated, the health department changed the name of its STD clinic to Sexual Health Clinic.
So the first source of herpes stigma, and this will probably not come as a surprise, is the abysmal state of sex education in the U.S. today. I received abstinence-only sex education, which consisted of being told that I should just not have sex if I wanted to protect myself from STDs or pregnancy. And as someone who is not planning to wait until marriage and will probably have sex later this weekend,
our exclusive conversation with Charlie Sheen in our last half hour, he shared a very personal announcement that he is HIV positive. He decided to speak out now in part because he says he didn't want to live in fear that someone else would divulge it.
Almost everyone who has sex will get an STD at some point in their life. Most STDs don't cause any symptoms, so people often become infected without knowing it.
How many people have you slept with?
Well.
Okay, which orifices count?
I'm not sure. I think I would have to count.
I don't remember. If you gave me like 10 minutes, I might be able to figure it out.
Do I really have to talk about it?
Do I have to answer?
Can I pass?
You wanna give like a rap pass?
No, I don't want my boyfriend to see this.
I'm here to make a few confessions to the people that I diff around with. I have herpes, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. Sorry that I didn't tell you from the beginning. And that I should have.
Student accused of trying to give a man HIV. The woman was in court today to face these shocking accusations. It's the story so many of you are clicking on at WCPO.com and sharing it as well. 9 on Your Side's Roseanne Aragon is live with reaction from her school tonight. Roseanne?
Craig, Tanya, she was a teenage high school student here at Don Community High School, a senior on track for graduation, but now she could be a felon. In court today, 18-year-old Dawn Booker now facing a judge.
Has no felony record of any kind, no failures to appear in her history. She does live here in Cincinnati, as she has her whole life.
A young life now in a twist. She knew she was HIV positive and allegedly had sex with a man, not telling him she had the virus until after. The report reads, Booker did knowingly attempt to cause physical harm. In Ohio law, that's a crime. And
one of the first pieces of advice that most of us get when we're coming of age is, if you're going to have sex, protect yourself at all times. Apparently, a lot of people are not taking that advice. We got this girl who allegedly was going around intentionally spreading STDs.
A Georgia woman went on Facebook bragging about infecting her sexual partners with HIV. She even mentioned these partners on Facebook by name.
And this video really has sent shockwaves throughout the city of Americus in southwest Georgia. And now it's gone viral as well. 11 Alive's Latasha Givens joins us. And there are so many people concerned trying to understand, A, what this is all about, and B, if she is a credible figure throughout all of this.
That's right. This is alarming not just for her community, but for those around the state, especially when you consider the CDC has Georgia listed in the top 5 4 states with the highest number of HIV infections.
I am HIV positive.
In this 1 minute and 20 second video, Brandi Yakima Lassiter of America's Georgia not only states that she has HIV, but she goes on to list the men she believes she infected on purpose.
You HIV positive.
She even includes their wives and girlfriends who now may also be affected. Lassiter goes on bragging about revenge and wanting to watch them suffer.
Everyone can be infected with an STI, but those people at highest risk are people with multiple partners and those whose partners have multiple partners.
Did you know that you could get gonorrhea in your eye?
Like, absolutely no idea.
Sir Alexander Fleming, the man who gave penicillin to the world.
Since the first antibiotic, penicillin, was discovered, gonorrhea has become resistant to 6 different types of antibiotics. And all over the world, we're seeing more cases of harder-to-treat gonorrhea. But how exactly did we get here? And can we stop the spread of super STIs?
Let's be friends, and I love you confidence. You're really black. She's not black, let's be real. For show. And thank you. I've never said faux show or for show before in my life. And yeah, I took a little DNA test, thingy-majigger, and I found out I have black in me. That's why I act so ghetto. Bruh, thingy-majigger? That's like the whitest thing you could ever say. Oh, I can't get over the fact that I've said for show. Faux show, come on. I got pregnant at 16, but at least I got to skip 10 plus periods. No, seriously. Why are kids so stupid? Like, why are you having kids at the age of 16? God damn, like, that's just so young. You should not be bragging about missing 10 periods because you've now got a kid for life. Well done.
This is Bousbir, a walled-off sex district in Morocco. It was famous. People sent postcards. It had an official medical dispensary and a police station. Practically speaking, prostitutes were prisoners within these walls. On December 10th, 1942, American troops opened Bousbir's gates as customers. What happened in the next 3 days in Bousbir is an encapsulation of the surprising ways the American military and many militaries around the world fought venereal diseases in World War II.
Get gonorrhea, Baker.
Gonorrhea? Why, I don't know how I...
I do. You had a dirty woman.
Sexually transmitted diseases like gonorrhea and syphilis, also known as venereal diseases or VD, were a significant problem in America at the time. World War II raised the rates and the stakes. Rates varied widely by geographic region, rank, and service branch. But, for example, this chart shows a distribution in the U.S. Air Force in continental Europe. In October 1944, 120 out of 1,000 servicemen had VD.
That's only one of the millions of people who contract STDs each year. Some are perfectly curable, while others tend to hang around as that little gift that keeps on giving. Some are even deadly,